This is our final Friday. We're going to do it every Tuesday now, but it's summertime and people are, you know, out and about a little bit more. And now with phase one and hopefully phase two coming in the near future, more and more people are going to be like, hey, you know what? I've been watching movies a lot. I don't need to do it anymore, especially on a weekend. So we get it. So we're going to do it just on Tuesday. So we'll try to go out with a bang tonight for 1260 Movie Watch as we welcome in the skilled duo from the Dustin Nielsen Show in the morning, Dustin Nielsen and Lieutenant Eric. Gentlemen, how you doing? LT, how are you?
No, not too bad, not too bad. You?
Living the dream, man. Living the dream. How long did it take you to come up with your script for Seinfeld?
It's been kind of a lifetime's work, really waiting for this moment. So there are, you know, all these ideas popping into your head. But no, a couple of sessions last night with the pen and paper, and then kind of brought those ideas to work with me this morning and kind of typed up the good copy, you know what I mean?
Oh, really? Yeah. So you waited to see who you drafted before you had a rough draft, or did you have an idea before, or did you draft based on what you wanted to write about, or did you wait to see who you got?
No, that was the easy thing, and I came into this obviously with the fourth pick, so I had that 4-5 swing, and I had Jerry already. I was quite confident that I'd get a pretty good haul in that, and actually throughout the draft I made out quite well, I thought, with the characters in the roster I assembled. So I had no idea where it'd go until after the draft. I then took it home, and I didn't want to come to work in the morning with any hard copy. So I took it home, kind of, experimented in the way I do at home, and came up with some weird ideas, kind of point form, and then brought them in this morning and really, you know, compiled that final draft.
All right. Okay. Nice. Well, it's you guys should send it off to Seinfeld. Maybe if Seinfeld ever comes back again, they could use some of those, because I thought all four were well done. Quite funny. And as a diehard Seinfeld fan, I really liked how you each guy incorporated the zaniness, in some cases, the just sheer unconscionable decisions of some of the characters. I thought that was done very well.
And don't sleep on those opening monologues as well, hey? I mean, when Jerry's doing them in front of a no audience, COVID-19 crowd, you got to love that, right?
Mm-hmm. That's very true. As Dustin Nielsen joins us. Nelly, how many hours did you put in? Because I know you're a Seinfeld guy. Have you just been waiting on this for years? Can you hear me now, Nelly?
Oh, yeah, I got you now, buddy. Sorry.
Okay. Oh, no. You know. Hey, buddy, did we wake? I appreciate you guys coming on, because I know usually this is nap time for you guys. So I know this is disrupting things a little bit. So thank you. But kudos on the Seinfeld scripts. But also, quickly, you guys are going to be now on CTV2 on June 15th. So does that mean no more sweatpants allowed for you two in the studio?
Well, unfortunately, I guess I could have been wearing sweatpants, but doing the quick hit I do on CTV Morning Live every day, they forced me to wear a nice shirt here for a couple of years now. So I don't know if it's actually going to change much, but definitely pretty cool. And I think Lieutenant Eric might not be able to wear his Rex Kwando United States of America pants anymore.
Well, hey, it's from the waist up, right? All I've been told is to shave my damn sideburns, and I still don't know what that means. So
you have to shave your sideburns? Come on, man. No chance. You should grow those out, man. 70s TV all over again. That'd be killer. It'd be awesome. You should gel them, actually. That would even be better.
Gel them?
Yeah, just put a little gel on it so they look, you know, they look like they
like
sparkle
spike
a
them
bit.
Up? You want me to spike them?
Well, no, just because it's not, for the first time in my life, I'm growing a beard. And the thing I've noticed here in the last few weeks, it's very scraggly. So when I comb it, and I actually put gel in it the other day, it looks classier. Than just
a little bit of that oil or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Maybe I think the proper term is beard oil, but I don't have that yet. Right. And I'm not going to go to the drugstore.
How much gel are you putting in your beard?
Well, not a lot, man. Just a little dippity do. Right. It's leftover from like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Right. So
okay. Hey, that'll never go bad.
No, it never goes bad, buddy. I got the pink bottle. It's unbelievable. It's great. So I haven't had to gel my hair in a long time, obviously not. So, all right, let's start 1260 Movie Watch, very popular amongst our listeners. So we're going with action themes. So, LT, what are your nominations for tomorrow night?
Okay, well, I'm kind of on the rules here because you said action. So I looked through Netflix, and on the action tab, I found one of my all-time classes, and that's 1979's Escape from Alcatraz, starring Clint Eastwood, most notably, and a few others. No, the action is not, I don't know, but it's listed in our action, so we'll go with it. One of those movies, Jason, that I like to kind of, a day like today would be perfect, right? I don't think it's too much in your face with the sex and the drugs and the rock and roll, but it's got that kind of calm, quiet Clint Eastwoodness to it, where you kind of put it on and, I'm not saying fall asleep to it, but it's not that in your face. It's more, I guess, made for a rainy day such as this. Okay. You really enjoy Clint Eastwood's kind of relaxed manner through the entire thing. So that's my first movie. My duos here, I'm kind of going with, cop and criminal. So Clint Eastwood being the criminal, I will then fast forward to 2012 with End of Watch. Now, it's listed as action on IMDb, but not action on Netflix. So again, but it's got Jake Gyllenhaal and Michael Pena. Those are your two stars of the movie. Pretty good cast, Anna Kendrick in as well, and some others, and other actors and actresses that you'll recognize from movies that go on. I mean, they become bigger names, but they aren't as of yet. So End of Watch, 2012, it takes place in South Central L.A., and it documents kind of these two green cops fresh on the beat. It's shot from like a documentary-style footage, so sometimes you've got like the badge cam, sometimes you're looking down a barrel of a gun, that type of thing. So it's kind of shot in a documentary angle, but still very action-packed. I mean, these guys are kind of new to the force. They're joking around at first, but they quick come to learn the rigors and just the intensity of being a cop in that area and during the time it's shot. So it's, look, I'm going to say this, End of Watch, it's a rough watch. It's not for the faint of heart, ooh, but if you're looking for a little something you could sink your teeth in, a little something that tugs on the emotions and all that, and hey, it's action-packed. So End of Watch will be my second. No particular order. As I said, Escape from Alcatraz, perhaps a little relaxed, 1979. But if you want something a little more modern, a little more in-your-face, End of Watch with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Have you ever been to Alcatraz?
No. I've had a few friends that have gone, though, and said
it's unbelievable.
The time, but I can imagine.
You got to go.
Yeah.
I could see you jumping off the ferry to see if you could swim from Alcatraz to the shore. I think you could. I think you're in good shape. You could probably do it.
Yeah, I got good core strength. I can balance like a son of a bee, Jason.
Nice. All right, Nelly, who are you going with?
Well, first of all, I've been to Alcatraz, and I agree with you. It is amazing. I absolutely loved it. It was awesome.
Yes.
It was very cool. I used to watch a show called Alcatraz on TV, where like convicts had somehow escaped from the past, but they were running around in the future. Didn't last very long. It was canceled. Not surprised. Also, I must say, I'm intrigued by that End of Watch. That sounds pretty good. I like a lot of those actors. I love Anna Kendrick. Who doesn't? That sounds like it might be pretty good. Am I supposed to pump up somebody else's choice here, Greg? Or how's this?
Well, hey, you know, Nelly, do whatever you like. It all comes, as you know, it comes down to the voters, right? And they will be the ones who decide.
Yeah, well, I don't want to throw all of my support behind End of Watch, but I haven't seen it, and it sounds good. I think anytime you're going to put together an action movie list or whatever, I think you have to have some Liam Neeson. So I'm going to go with Nonstop from Liam Neeson, which is basically every Liam Neeson movie ever, but just put onto an airplane for the entire time. So I don't know if you've seen it, but it's, and from an action perspective, Liam Neeson's trying to figure out, I guess I don't want to spoil it, but he's trying to figure out who's in charge of this bomb that's on the plane, and he has to save the day, and it's really good. It's one of the more underrated Liam Neeson movies. And then my other one's one of my favorite movies ever, and I think if anybody, well, most people have probably seen it, but Law Abiding Citizen. Which is an absolutely incredible movie. Jamie Foxx is in it. Gerard Butler is incredible. The way, like, it was one of those movies, and I'm assuming most of you have seen it, but if you haven't, the twist at the end still kind of caught me off guard right away. So, I really like that movie. It's one of those ones, it's like in probably a rotation of 20 that I'll watch whenever it's on from start to finish. So, for some strange reason, it, people haven't seen Law Abiding Citizen, I think it's one that we definitely should take some time with.
Whew, I like it. Escape from Alcatraz, such a classic. End of Watch, I'm with you, Nelly. I haven't seen it, so I'm intrigued. Nonstop.
Boys, I'll guarantee you're both going to love that one. Whenever you do watch, whether it's for this movie night or whenever, I just get on it whenever you can.
Everybody's texting in, Eric, saying great film, but rather serious and sad. So, like, is Strutty going to cry?
Yeah, he might.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I think we could all have a good cry on this one.
Is it cry because someone dies?
Not throughout the entire thing. It's not like you don't need the tissues by the entire movie, but
okay.
Well, that being said, I mean, do we really want to sit there and cry on a Friday night?
No, but again, it's not through the whole movie. As I said, it's a very raw movie. It's very real. If you can handle that, it's an emotional roller coaster. You got anger, you got happiness, you got sadness, but it's all in the extremes, right? And that's an action movie, baby.
This basically sounds like a 6-month engagement.
Well, it's not like running time is about an hour and some minutes.
It's
everything
up and down.
Just said is exactly nonstop with Liam Neeson. I mean, it's everything you want.
You can't go wrong. I haven't seen Nonstop, but I get the sense that it's basically like Taken just on an airplane.
Oh, yeah. Imagine that. Like, imagine how great Taken would be if the entire thing was on an airplane, and instead of trying to find his daughter, he was trying to find a bomb.
You got nowhere to hide, though.
It's incredible.
You got nowhere to hide on an airplane.
Does it have pods, sleeping pods? Is this like a big plane?
No, for some reason, it's just a regular size. Like, it's a good size plane, but even in first class, I'm not sure if there were sleeping pods. Definitely not sleeping pods, but bigger first class seats for sure.
Have either of you ever?
Julianne Moore is in it.
Oh, she's had a crush on her for a long time.
Yeah.
Nice. Have either one of you ever flown first class?
I have.
Not.
Eric, have you?
I doubt it. I don't remember.
I think you remember.
I don't know.
To the Spengler Cup, the shot overseas. Ooh. Yeah.
One time TSN paid for you to fly. You got upgraded or they paid for it?
Well, I think the first time I got upgraded, and then the second time, I was like, there's three different levels, right? There's like regular first class, and there's like kind of nicer first class, and then there's the pods. I've been in that nicer first class part three times, which is huge seats, like massive. It was just me in my area. The seat went all the way back. It was phenomenal. It was unbelievable.
Hmm. So were you like Elaine? Did you sneak up to first class, or did you actually get in?
No, the one time I got in there, it was when I was coming back 2 years ago, and I had that first class on the way over, and I had like a regular seat on the way back, and I was like, oh, I can't not have first class now. Like, that was an amazing flight over the sea. So I went and I asked, I was like, how much to upgrade just on my own to first class? She's like, it's like $700. I was like, don't worry about it. I'll just sit wherever my seat is. And then I don't know if they like put down a note or something, but when I went to get onto the plane, they scanned my boarding pass, printed off a new ticket, and was like, here you go, Mr. Nielsen. Here's your new seat. I was like, where's this? And it was back up in the first class part. So it worked out really well. And I didn't get charged anything. So just a tip. Yeah, maybe if you request it sometime.
Just ask them and say, no, I don't want it. And then they will do it. Huh. Interesting.
I got one time I was on a Greyhound bus and the seat next to me wasn't taken.
Well, that's fantastic.
I get that. That's my claim to fame here if you want to.
Yeah. Well, was it the Greyhound bus back to Saskatchewan?
No, we were coming here. We made all the stops, but I had nobody next to me the entire time. It was great. Like no egg salad sandwich prep or anything like that. You know
nothing.
What I mean?
You did the milk run on the bus. That's unbelievable. Not even
awesome.
Direct.
You really get to see some sights, Jason. I'll say that.
Oh, well, buddy, I'm sure you could write a whole Seinfeld episode just about that. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us, and we will put the votes out. We'll put up the nominations, and then we will find out tomorrow. The only thing we ask is which one of you's movie gets picked, that you make a few comments with 1260 Movie Watch during the movie on Friday night, which we start at 8 o'clock on Netflix.
No problem.
Sounds good, buddy. Thanks a lot.
All right, boys. Thanks.
Jason.